Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Oh, baby, I've been here before.
Jesús.
Blessing, blessing, blessing. Thank y'all for coming on. I'm your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. Y'all can hear me very well. For those who know how to reach out to me and let me know you can hear. Blessing to you all. Thank you for joining us tonight. I thank the Father for you. You know, I kind of started out late. I had to come home and take care of some home duties. I have the grandkids here with me. Some of y'all know the grandkids. So the grandkids here because they out on a Christmas break. Well, last week y'all missed my voice. I wasn't on that because I was resting. Sometimes you just got to rest with your mind. You got to rest your body. But we continue to carry on. So, Father God, I just thank you for today. Father God, I always say this is Yahweh Radio Station. You come in and you take over. You know what your people need tonight. You knew what they need before they dial in. So, Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for Prophetic Grace Network. Father God, I thank you, and I ask that you keep every host ministry covered. Father God, I thank you for protecting us. I thank you for the word of wisdom. I thank you for knowledge and understanding. So Father God, I thank you for your grace. It's your grace, Father God, that comes through. It's your grace that be with us. It's your grace that release favor and blessing. Father God, I thank you. As those who are traveling to and from, Father God, send the angel to go ahead and make every crooked place straight. Father God, you release your angel of protection around them in their home. Father God, I just speak traveling grace over those who's traveling far and near. Father God, we cannot do anything without you. We want help come from you. And we thank you for helping us even when we because that's what the word says, my grace is sufficient, even in weakness. Father God, thank you. I ask that you take over my voice. I get myself out the way. I decrease so you can increase tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Give ear to my prayer. O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Before I came on, I have to be honest with y'all, before I came on, I was working. And then I had to come home and feed the children. I have a word to give y'all tonight. But when you say this is Yahweh radio station, Holy Spirit, you know what your people need to have your way with your people? The people belongs to them. As I was logging in, I heard Psalms 55. I don't know who Psalms 55 for tonight. Psalms 55 might be for me. I take it because I don't mind the Holy Spirit's ministry to me. I don't mind the Holy Spirit teaching me. I don't mind the Holy Spirit rebuking me and correcting me. Because if he did not correct us, he would not love us. Judgment, we sound the alarm for months ago. Judgment was on the earth. And that judgment was for the righteous and the unrighteous. We, us, you, I'm not exempt from judgment. He's going to judge the righteous, and he's going to judge the unrighteous. We all go through it. But when David and those that we read about, even Yahshua, he got down on his knees. He was praying so hard where blood was sweat. Sweating was dripping like blood. Lord, take the cup away from me. But not thy will, but your will be done. So this writer in the book of Psalms 55, he's crying. See, the Messiah cried. We cry. Oh, well, let's look at Jeremiah. We cry with our complaints. We cry when we don't do right. It's a certain type of cry. It's a cry that I'm hurting. There's a cry that I'm in pain. There's a cry I don't know what to do. It's a cry that I'm stuck. It's a cry of joy and happiness. But when we look at this verse here in Psalms 5, give ear to my prayer. So the writer saying, Lord, attend your ears to my prayer. I'm in trouble. I need to hear from you. I feel like you turn your face on me. I feel like I'm not hearing you clearly. And he said, give your ears to my prayer. And he was saying, hide not thyself for my supplication. Some of us think the Father is not there. He's right there. He was right there before that storm hit your house. He was right there before the infirmity hit your body because he sees ahead, his eyes go to and from the earth. He got eyes in the east, the west, and the north, and the south. When we read the book of Revelation, the different beasts, the different creatures that are around his throne with the six wings, with eyes all over the wings. He has eyes everywhere. Eyes in the middle, in the wheel, in the middle of the wheel. According to Ezekiel, his eyes go to from the earth. You can't hide anything from the Father. I don't care how you mask it up. I don't care how you hide behind the veil. We have learned from Ezekiel to Jeremiah, even from the minor prophets, you cannot hide anything from the Father. So he knows you very well. Attend unto me and hear me. I moan in my complaint. Oh, I'm complaining. I'm moaning in my complaint. Father, I can't do this. I'm complaining about little stuff that you shouldn't be complaining about. Lord, help me. You're complaining about your neighbor. That you're looking junky. Oh, you complaining about the traffic. You complaining about you don't have money. You complaining that I cannot carry this cross. It's too much. The people are getting to me. The people are pulling on me. You begin to complain. It's a good complaint and it's a bad complaint. And the complaint that David is complaining about. He's been fighting battles after battles after battles. And he let us know that the battle is not us. He encouraged his fellow soldier when they was tired and they won't give up. The battle is not ours, it's the Lord. He's going to fight the battle. He's going to fight every giant that's in our life. That's how they are. They're going to fall because the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our strong tower. The Lord was right there. He said, I'm moaning my complaint and making a noise. When you complain, you're making noise. You whining. But he's letting God know it's me. Yes, I'm complaining. Yes, I'm making noise. Yes, I'm hurting. Yes, I can't find my way. Yes, I need to, Lord. Yes, I need you to clean your ear to my prayer. Look what he's saying in the verse 3. Because the voice of my enemy. Because the voice of my enemy. The voice of your enemy is in your head. The voice of the enemy is trying to keep you stagnated. The voice of the enemy is trying for you to give up and not to pray. The voice of your enemy. And don't you know you are your worst enemy. Hello. I'm talking to tonight. Come on, y'all. Because the voice of my enemy, the voice of the enemy could be your own voice. Remember, there are three voices. It's the Holy Spirit voice, it's your voice, and the enemy voice. Come on. Because of the oppression, the enemy loves to oppress us. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in the wrath they hate me. We can call some people enemy, but we can be our worst enemy. And when it's time you go against the will of God and go against his plan, and you let your mind go against what he have already written, going against what he had already said, you become our worst enemy. But look what he say. God know if somebody's sincere, because he said you speak holy, holy. You speak Messiah. You speak Yahweh. You speak Yahshua Elohim. You speak it out your mouth or from me. Come on. Look what the writer wrote in verse 4. My heart is sore. Sore pain with me. Look what he's saying. At the point where he's saying death are falling upon me. This is so much pain. I feel like I'm dying. This is so much pain. I feel like it's sucking the life out of me. I don't know which way to go. I don't even know if I'm going to the left or the right. I don't know if I'm in today or somewhere else. I feel like death have been placed upon me, and this is 9-1. This is a current call to help. I need you, Father, to clean your ear to prayer. There are things that's going on in my life. Things have been shaking in my life. Things have been turned up upside down in my life, and I'm in the need of prayer. It's me, Lord. I'm the one standing in the need of prayer. I'm crying out to you for my help. Do you not hear me? Do you not see me? Do you not see what the enemy is doing? Or do you not even see what my own self doing? tonight. Come on. Me around now. He can tremble or come upon me. He also let us know he's overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with this problem. I'm overwhelmed with myself. But some of y'all got to do a self-reflective wound check. Oh, I'm going to stop it right there because I wasn't planning on hearing this here all night. Because like I said, I have the kiddos, the grandkids. We'll pick up if God allows me to pick up, but I just want to he says 55. He's saying somebody cried tonight. He heard you the first time. He heard you the first time. We know that through the book of Daniel. See, my father, I know who I serve. I know who I serve. And I know who I am. And I know I believe when I read his word, I'm not going to second guess what I read. You can say what you want, but you can't tell me no different when God came and gave me reassurance and came and gave me confirmation. He's going to let you know, okay, you right here, stay right here. I need you to stay right here for the season. Don't go to the left and don't go to the right, but keep your eyes up on me. Sometimes he wants us to sit back and watch what he's going to do. Kick your feet up, sit back and let me work. Sit back and kick your feet up and see I'm going to fight for what's too strong for you. You're trying to pick up something. You're trying to fight a battle that's not served. And you're trying to do things that you're not even fully aware. You don't even have on the right arm to fight this. You don't even have on the right clothes to fight this. Your mind is uncovered. Your mind is bothering you. You cannot fight it with a double-minded. You cannot fight this thing you think. You can't fight this thing without the whole arm of God. Who am I talking to tonight? Oh, this is the time that we cannot play. This is the time that we got to lay ourselves at the altar. It's the cry that's going to move the hand of God. It's the cry. I told y'all a couple of weeks ago, there's a cry for people to heal and deliver. And so you get yourself in a prosper, in a position, and so you lay yourself at the altar. He said, come, tell the leaders. I'm talking to the leaders. You need to come to the altar. You need to come to a place with true repentance so I can heal you, I can deliver you, so I can set you free from yourself. Who am I? This ain't the time to play. Things are shifting. Things are changing. He only gonna wait so long and he don't even have to wait on us. You got to lay ourselves at the feet of the cross. We are in trouble. Why do I say we? Because if we part of one body, if we the member of one body, we are in trouble. We got to lay ourselves at the altar. We got to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. We got to get ourselves right. We cannot be double-minded, thinking, and think on the religious people. The devil is a lie. No. It starts with you. It starts with your own household. If you can't take care of your own household, I told you some assignment. It's in your own household. If a man can't take care of his own household, he just wasn't talking about a man. He was talking about mankind. That's who me too. If you can't take care of your own household, if you can't take care of my people, if you can't take care of yourself, if you rebellious, you dishonor, not teachable, I cannot use you. I can't use you. you chicken bricks. How the blind can leave the blind without falling in a ditch. See, I told you, he's flipping the table, he's flipping the table, he's flipping the thing. He's raising up the nobodies and the ones that people have been kicking them and the ones that people don't see. I used to bother me sometimes. He said, my daughter, I'm raising up a group of people that's not going to look out in church. They're going to look like me. They're going to look like me. Do you even know how Christ loved me? Oh, he didn't look like the Pharisees and the Gentiles. I hate to bust your bubble. Can't anything come out of Nashua? Can't anything come out of Chicago? Can't anything come out the Bronx? Can't anything come out of Mississippi over the railroad? Can't anything come out the project? Oh, is that the carpet sun? Oh, somebody better hear it tonight. Christ, that sure did not look like them. He was not dressed like them. He didn't have all the stuff they had on. That's the reason they couldn't believe he was Messiah himself. That's why they crucified him, because they got mad because he said he was Yahweh himself. He didn't look Jesus came to break up the religion and traditional mess. Somebody don't hear that tonight, because you want a word. This is your word. This is your food. Because what did he say? I came as the true bread. What they were saying, God gave us bread. He gave us manna. Now most didn't give it to you. Where did it came from? He just used Moses to do the same. But I am. This is Christ now. This is Yahshua. He said, I am the true bread. I am the true meat. I'm the wine dresser. I am who I say I am. They didn't believe him. And some of you, they ain't going to believe you are who he said you are. What did he say you are? So what, they don't believe it? Who he say you are? And one thing I know, you have an encounter with your father. You are in the secret place. I told y'all, you get in the secret place. According to Psalms 91, he that dwells in secret place of Most High, you might go like dirty. He might reveal something. He's going to reveal some things to you. Sometimes he got to take multiple mirrors, because he'd be showing you yourself, but you don't want to receive it. So you're going to try to turn away, and when you turn away, he's going to hit you with that other mirror. No, this is who you are. This is what's still in you. I got to get that out of you. I got to get that out of you so I can use you. I can't use you right now. You're dealing with rejection. I can't use you right now. You're dealing with rebellions. I can't use you right now because you're too emotional. And so you got to put multiple mirrors around you. But you're trying to run. You don't want to find the truth. Lay yourself at the altar. Lay yourself at his altar so he can do what he needs to do. You cry out because he's going to hear your prayers. And he's going to answer you. He's going to answer that pain that's really on the inside of you. He's going to answer you. He needs to heal and deliver you and set you free from yourself. One of your I should be deliver me from myself. Oh, Father, deliver me from myself. Deliver me from myself. I mess it up. I told y'all, you don't got to go tell God on me, because I tell it on myself. Oh, yeah, I messed that up. I know I didn't do that right. I look at myself sitting at the feet of Jesus, sitting at the feet of Yahweh. Now, God, teach me how how to do this right. Teach me correctly. Teach me wisdom how to run business. Teach me the wisdom how to manage money so I won't be doing this cycle. Oh, Father God, teach me how to be the breadwinner. Teach me how to go out there and get the soul and let them be drawn on to you. You teach me. If I'm not pleasing in your eyesight, if I'm doing something that's not pleasing to you, just like David said, fight this battle. They too strong for me. They too, I can't do it. But if that's something in me, judge me. Like I say, he's judging the righteous and the unrighteous. He will judge the righteous. Who are the righteous? Do you believe in I? Have you been crucified? Have you held yourself to that cross? Did you say yes to my will, Mr. Father? Are you saying yes to my will? Yes to my plan? Are you walking in my statue? Are you walking in my being? Are you turning from your wicked ways? Have you got to a place where you change yourself at the altar and repent? Let me do what I need to do to clean you up, to strengthen everything on the inside, to do something to your heart on the inside. If I clean you up, if I purge you, if I deliver you, if I set you free, who the Son say free is free indeed. I am a righteous God, and when you're doing work for my kingdom and you're doing it right, you are a righteous person, because I'm coming for the righteous. I'm coming for the church without a wrinkle. Come on. Who is worthy? If we be honest with each other, neither one of us worthy. God searches your heart. He searches the innermost, the inside. That's why we got to lay ourselves at the altar. We got to lay ourselves. We pointing fingers and saying this and that, but we need to lay at the altar ourselves. Come on, Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for this word. I thank you. There will be no backlash or retaliation. Those who have heard, let them hear. I don't care who you listen to. I don't care you listen to Sue Bell. I don't care if you listen to Tom Harris. I don't care if you listen to Prophet Randy. I don't care if you listen to Benicia and Terrence. I don't care who you listen to. Because if they are righteous men, a faithful man, if they love God with all their heart, they're going to teach the truth. They won't be concerned about your feeling. I love you, but I got to tell you the truth. I don't want to see you going around the mountain no more. I don't want to see you be bind up no more. No, it ain't him, it's you. If he didn't love you, if Christ didn't love you, if God didn't love you, he wouldn't send his own son here. He wouldn't have came here and asked the word, because we know in the beginning was the word. He wouldn't have came here and asked the word. He spoke the word in the beginning, and he's still speaking the word right now. He would not came down here in flesh form to do what they have done. He's still using people to go back and read. People have done, the Gentiles and the Pharisees, he's raising people up to go teach the truth before he comes back. Oh, he's going to pour out on the Spirit. What you think the Spirit is? The Spirit is the truth. The Spirit is the truth. The Spirit is the judgment. It judge, it wreck, it rebuke, it builds, and it turn down. Come on. He had to need for the Holy Spirit to come. I got to go. But I ain't going to leave you. I ain't going to leave you. You're going to have a comfort, which is the Holy Spirit. It's going to guide you. It's going to be your comfort. The Holy Spirit don't feel good. To spend time in a secret place with the Most High. Oh, you can go in there dirty. You can go in there dirty all you want to, but you can't tell me you're spending time with the real Yahweh and coming out there the same way you went in there. Oh, you know why
cry because the Holy Spirit convict you. He ain't going to allow you to get kicked in to get away with your habits. It's going to be a conviction on you. Because you know the reason why the conviction coming on you? Because you fear God. Sons, according to Psalms 27, you fear God. Fearing God is your protection. Fearing God is for correction. Fearing God is going to teach you how to walk in humility when people are saying the wrong things about you. When people, they not even acknowledge you. You're going to walk in humility. See, in order to walk in humility, you better know about integrity. And you better know how to humble yourself. All work together. Oh, that's the love of Christ. You can't abide in him and you, because when you abide in him and he says, I abide in you, that means his word. You can't have an evil heart, an evil eye, unclean man. But the word in you is going to convict you. It cannot stay in a corrupted temple. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word, and we should continue to eat your word. We continue to eat your word. In order for us to teach your word, we got to eat it. We got to take it. Even the angel told John in the book of Revelation, take it. You take it. You hear, take it. Take the book. Who is the book? You is the book. Your word is in the book. So he telling some of us, take it and learn of me. Learn of your ways. Learn who you are. If you don't understand something, you need to just let it go. If I ain't ready, like I tell people, I tell the Father, if I ain't ready, you sit me down. I don't let you sit me down. But my cry one time, I want to know the truth. And I want to know the real truth. I want to know you. I want to know, let me see your heart. I got to see your heart. Because if I see your heart, I'm going to know who you are. And I can see the heart of man. I need to see my Savior's heart. I got to know it's real. When I read your word, I wanted to do something on the inside. Anything on the inside, release that two-edged sword and begin to cut on the inside. Because his word is like a two-edged sword and begin to cut it over there. Oh, that cutting don't feel good. That cutting. I see that, Father. That cutting will clip you right off your feet. That cutting will knock you off your high horse. Cutting will help you down, for you ain't going to be able to move with that type of cutting. Some things you got to cut out your life, because some things just can't go with you. Some things you keep so dear to your heart, got to get out of there. He's the surgical. He do surgical on us all the time. Well, Father God, you know what your people need tonight. And as I begin to release the line, Father God, you got a word. You got a word. But help them to understand the word is the prophecy. Outside of our ourselves, speaker, you speak the word. Father God, we lift you up. We lift you up. You said if we do the lifting, you will draw out unto you. Father God, we want the people to know who you are. We want to go out and get the souls that's lost, because all souls belongs to you. You create hell for us to go. We already know what it was created for. My prayer was one time, Lord, send that one. Send one. Who's crying now? Send the one, Father God. I don't have to have 10 people. I don't have to have 5 people. Send that one. Send that one that's really crying out. Send that one that really want to know who you are. That really want to know your truth. Send that one that
I just want to serve you. I want to have a relationship with you. Send that one. I do it. I go when everybody else, when they run away and say after the 99. I do it. You thy hands and thy feet. You send one. Because no, heaven rejoices for that one. I some of us need to change our prayer because we begin to change your prayer. Send the broken one. Send the one that's on alcohol. Send the one that's abusive. Send the one if he think you fit for that job. He's gonna send it to you. But he ain't gonna send you if you broken yourself. Uh-oh. If you broke, you can't leave nobody being broke. The reason why you going through something. The reason why they kept saying you was the black sheep. You wasn't the black sheep. You was the chosen one. You had to stand at the back. You had to sleep on the floor. You had to get the straps. You had to go through that abuse. You had to go through that child molestation. You had to go through the abuse of a man. You had to go through what people walking out on you and people talking about you. Because what God doing, it was taking every negative curse word, every pain, and he was molding you because he was going to use what the enemy thought he was tearing you down. He was going to use what the enemy thought he was going to kill you 5 years ago. The enemy thought he was going to kill you as a child, stealing your identity by molesting you as a child. God said, no, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to mold my son. I'm going to and hold my daughter because she's going to go out there and get the lost soul. She's going to go out and minister to those that's in the struggle. She's going to minister to that broken woman. She's going to minister to that broken marriage. So that's why sometimes we go through things because it's our environment. Our family was raised so. We're dealing with a generation of curses. But do you not know? You are the chosen one to break that curse. He's going to use you to be the curse. That's why you had to go through it. Why was it me and my sister? Why was it me and my brother? Well, he know what you can have. He know what he can trust you. If he didn't trust you, he would not allow it to happen. So I'ma take it. I'm the pile of clay. I'm gonna make you into the man that I say you are. I'm gonna take every pain. I'm gonna take every hurt. I'm gonna take every negative curse word. That's he gonna erase it. Every negative curse word that they have spoken over you. Every negative curse word that you have spoken over yourself. See, God got the hand. He's the hand. He's the pen. He's ready to write it. And he got to erase it. When he gets ready to rewrite it, oh, my God, some of you need to understand how your story is going to end. It's not going to end the way it been. He's the ready writer. He's writing your story. He's writing the way he want to write it. Not what your mama said. Is said, not what you said, not what your sister said, not what that coach said, not what your ex-wife said, not what your ex-husband said, but God is saying it because he's rewriting your story. Oh. None of the women in your family are married. God erasing lie, and he's rewriting the history of your bloodline. He's writing the history of your story. Everybody can't see the book when God gets it to write it. They can't see it. Oh, who am I talking to? Well, let me go ahead and begin to release the line. If anybody on here that need prayer, just press 1 on your phone. And if God got a word for you, he got a word for you. But if you want to give a little feedback, or you have something to say, press 1 on your phone. I'll be more happy to bring you on. And so, God, I cover everyone on you. And, God, I am your servant. We all your servant. We all are
are here to serve you. There are different gifts. Oh, we ain't going to talk about that tonight, but there are different gifts. Whatever gift God give you, you do it well. You do it well. He given it to you. Can't nobody take it. You can't come and take the anointing that God had placed on me. You can't come and try to drain. You okay? Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You so much need to be careful now. Be very careful. David, I don't care what Saul did. When he gave Samuel instruction to go to Jesse's house, you want to not see Saul? Now I'm going to raise up another king. Saul, he being rebellious. I need you to go over there, go over the sound, and you know, y'all, I'm saying it away. Pray, I'm praying. You know, saying it away, y'all can understand. Go to this city, go to this town, because I'm going to raise up a king. It ain't going to be, oh my God, Holy Spirit, to speak tonight. It ain't gonna be his time yet, because I gotta deal with Saul. It ain't gonna be his time yet, but I want you to anoint him now and do things. I'm gonna raise him up and he's gonna be a man after my heart. But I need you to go right now and anoint him. Go to Jesse's house and anoint this king. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? When he got to Jesse's house, he would look like he was so excited, because Jesse had some fine looking man, fine looking son. They looked like a king. They sounded like a king. They were standing up like a king. Chest out. I know which one it is, because they were looking like they were king. But when he began to release the anointing, the oil, it didn't come out. It didn't touch their head. Because they want the one. Even though, my God, help the people tonight, even though they look like somebody, sound like somebody, they sound like they are apostle, they sound like they are prophet, but they are not on me. Come on. Oh, that's why you better not judge people. When Samuel went up in Jesse's house, this paraphrase. He probably thought this the easy job. This easy right here. I see one easy. It's a king. No, it wasn't. And then he starts second guessing himself. Something right. Am I at the right house? Because neither one of them built like a king. They look like a king. They good looking men. And neither one of them is the one that's supposed to be the king. Come on. Everybody that's in the pulpit looking at a pastor. Sounding like an apostle, sounding like a prophet, and that's the one in the pulpit. It's the one sitting down there, sitting in the congregation. Oh, somebody better get you. It's the one that's at the back cleaning the commodes. Come on. Raise anybody he want to raise up. Told y'all, this is real G-O-D radio station, Yahweh radio station. I can't speak on everybody. But we're going to speak the truth. What's going on? I'm missing something. This is Samuel. It got to be somebody else. You don't have another child? Oh, yeah, that's my son, old David. Yes, he said at the bed. He's tending the sheep and the animals. Well, can you go get him? Oh, when David came in, David didn't look like his brother. David didn't sound like his brother. David was dirty. It's a job assignment he had. Samuel was sitting up there like this. The one, he was small. He was short. He was raggedy looking. You sure this the one? But when he began to prophesy, when he began to pour the oil on him, that's the one. Oh, that's the one. Well, what did he tell David? You have been appointed as a king in due time. Don't go around telling everybody. Some of y'all need to keep your mouth closed. Don't go around telling everybody. The thing was done in secret because it's not your time yet. Come
mind now. He's gonna try to kill you.
Oh,
I'm gonna help somebody out tonight. See, sometimes God, my God, Holy Spirit, I feel you tonight. See, sometimes God gotta hide you. God gotta hide you to protect you. See, don't get out there before your mind, because you can get killed in the spirit realm because you're not ready. So he got to hide you for the appointed time. He knows when that time coming. You got to be patient. You got to walk in truth at the same time. Don't get out there. Say your name. That would be your name. Don't you go blabbling mouth. Don't you go tell what we did. Because Saul find out he's going to kill you. What did Saul, he found out it was David. What did he try to do? He tried to kill David. So I need to be quiet. So what? They ain't recognizing you. So what? They ain't recognition. So what? It doesn't matter. Because who did your father say you are? It's just in the matter of time. It's at the point in time. Because in this season, this hour, he's flipping this thing. Those that you see on top to hit the bottom, and the ones that they're putting in the back at the bottom, you might see them rise up. I'm going to go ahead and release this Holy Spirit. Release me, because you are speaking tonight to help your people. Help them, Father God. Help them. Help them, Father God. Remove them from false doctrine. Remove them from false teaching. Help us, Father God. Help us on tonight. Deliver us from ourselves. Help your people. Lean not to your understanding, and lean to this understanding. It might not be your time right now. It might not be the season right now, because he got to make a mold, David. David was young. David had to continue to seek God. It takes out of his heart. David wasn't ready to go out there and challenge Saul. Matter of fact, he had to put David close to Saul. He was so losing his mind. When Saul was walking in disobedience, see, sometimes God was too close to the one that's trying to kill you to bring them to the deliverance. Oh, who am I talking to? See, sometimes God got to put you close to your enemy so they can get their healing and deliverance, because he had to put David at the right place, at the right time. Saul didn't even know this same person that's singing song to you, this same person that's speaking right now to you, is the one that's going to take the throne. David could have killed Saul. David knew his Simon. David, even though he messed up, he still was a man after his heart. You better know your position. You better know your assignment. And know who you are and what the Father say who you are. I don't care what they, I'm be bold and say it. And anybody got a problem with it, I'm not saying this with pride. I don't know what they saying on PGN about me. I don't care what they saying on the wall of prayer about me. I don't care on YouTube, but it don't matter no more. Because I know my, and I know who he assigned me to. You can say what you want to say, because for God I live, for God I die. And if he say speak the truth and speak for you, and don't you change it, don't you add to it, don't you get in your house. I'm going to do what my father tells me to do, because he the one I got the answer to. Oh, y'all don't understand this. This is a season to not to play with them. Now let's go ahead and move on. See, I said I was going to come on here for a little bit and get up out of here. See, the Holy Spirit, this is for somebody. You might not like it, but you might try to run for it, but you're going to end up running right back to that word. You're going to run. You're going to pull up that wall, and you're going to run right into it. You can't run from it, especially when you got a car in your life. It's so far. You can do what you want to do. You can kick bricks and whatever, whatever. 832-231. This is the LaShawn, man. Who's calling? Where you calling from?
Tasha from Texas.
Where you calling from?
Texas.
Texas. Who's calling?
This is Tasha.
Tasha from Texas. Tasha, how
yes,
you doing?
Ma'am.
How you doing?
Oh, Jesus. I'm blessed and highly favored. What a word. What a word. Blessed. What a word. Thank you for the word.
Oh, we give God the glory. He gets the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He gets the glory. Mm-hmm. Did you have a special prayer request, or is there anything you want to share?
I'm thankful. I give God the glory. It's all about him on this Christmas season. And I just pray for whatever he has for me and my son, let his will be done and work on me as what you, I'm trying to figure the words you say, deliver me from me and deliver my son from himself and that we live in God and die to self.
And you know what? Before you said that, I was like, there was a message in there for you, just for you. Mm-hmm. Just for you. It's a message mm-hmm. in there for you. And this is what I heard. What mm-hmm. is God saying? About you? What is he saying about your peace? What is he saying about you as his daughter? What is he saying about you, you being his bride? What is he saying? What is he saying? And I'm hearing what I'm saying, daughter. Do you hear my voice, daughter? What did I tell you 10 years ago? What am I telling you right now? What I'm saying about you? That's what I'm hearing. What What are my plans for you? What am I saying when you been in that season? What have I told you? And I'm hearing him saying, what did I tell you? This was about what I'm hearing. What did I tell you last year? Somebody told you. What did I tell you last year? I don't know if there was something going on with you physically, but he said, what did I tell you last year? I'm not going to, he ain't no God that lies now. You keep pressing. You keep going. You endure Christ. You the one that pick up that tree, that cross. Can't nobody carry it with you. You got to do it. He know in the right time, in the right place to send those to help you, to send those to keep your hand plowing to the sky, to the clouds. You got to send those. Don't reject them. They might not look like the three-piece suit. God know who to send to you at the right time and right season to get you through. They only there to assist you with your deliverance and healing. And then they're going to be time they have to depart. But he wants you to recognize them. Just like he's going to send someone to your son. And I'm hearing, what did he tell you? What did he, whatever he told you last year, he haven't forgotten about it.
Amen. Amen.
He almost forgot. Soon and very soon, it's coming and it's going to manifest.
Amen.
So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you how that position yourself. It's a certain position that you got to position yourself. It's a certain position that you got to position yourself, and when you get in that right position, watch the hand of God, watch him move upon your life, watch him move in your household and move with your son. Sometimes that he got to separate, there's a separation, and the separation is for your good. There's a separation for your son, but when he separate, that's because he's going to join now. He's going to have your son to join now. Him, God get the glory. Celebrate him because he know what he's doing. He's not a man that he should lie. God gonna promise you some things. If he promised you some things last year, they're gonna manifest. If he say he's gonna do it, he's gonna do it. Keep that faith, wow. Keep
something and start celebrating yourself. You need to learn how to celebrate your own self. Celebrate your own self. Get yourself on the back because God already celebrates you in heaven. You down yourself. Deliver you from yourself. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Amen.
You don't have to doubt no more. Stop doubting. If he said it, what's this going to be? I thank you, Father God, for the healing and delivering. I thank you, Father, every unwanted door, every negative curse word, even as she spoke over herself, any negative curse word, she has authority to condemn it, and you're going to erase it out of her life. You speak life over yourself, because this is what the Father said about you. You are his daughter, and you are his servant, and you know you got a calling on your life. So serve him. Come, go and serve God, and do what thus says the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
What did he tell you to do?
Yes, sir.
Do what he said you to do.
Yes, sir.
But let him continue to finish doing the work in you. You hand over. You release. And I thank you for the release in her life that she will release it all. She release her mind. She release her household. She will release the finances. And she will release that son. Oh, my daughter, my daughter. I was to give you a glimpse in January. If I was just going to give you a glimpse, I keep saying January, you will rejoice now. If I can give you a glimpse in January, you will rejoice now. If only God wants a glimpse of what's on the other side, you will rejoice now. You will the enemy stomp him, because he is a liar.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I can say it because I know what's happening, but you got to believe it.
Amen. Jesus. Jesus.
You got ability, every foul spirit, every smelling spirit, everything that's not of God. He say all authority. Matthew 18:18, you got the authority to bind and loose.
In Jesus' name.
You got to believe it, and you got to stand on his word. He didn't already work it out. You just got to walk it out. So, Father, I thank you for protecting her son. Father God, I thank you, because in due season, you're going to send him the help. Send him the help. You're going to send him the help. You're going to send him the help. You're going to send him God-fearing man. You're going to send him the help. And there are prayers, even before you start praying over your son, prayers of your mama, somebody, they was already praying. God is honoring those prayers before
Amen.
You even had him. Oh, my God.
Before Amen.
Had
Amen.
Him, I see prayers of an older woman that was already praying
Amen.
For you. And God is honoring those prayers. Those prayers ain't going vain. God still honors prayers from your parents. And I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you, God is using you to do his will. You have a Merry Christmas and a blessed year, a new year, and God be with you and your family, too.
Thank you. Love you. Just keep.
Love you, too.
Oh, God, whatever he told you last
year.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'll be praying for you and your family. Y'all be blessed
Thank
and
you.
Prosperous too in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank
you.
You.
Amen. Amen.
Bye-bye. 919-995. I'm speaking with him. Where are you calling from? Okay, I'm gonna come back to them. Holy Spirit, 2519. This is the LaShawn
Master
Scott, where
are
you coming from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm kind of cold, but I thank the Lord for it.
All right. Yeah, and let me say this. If you on the line and you like to be ministered to, or you have something to say, you know, encourage word, or you want to say something about tonight, I press one on your phone, and I can see it lit up on, in the queue, and I'll be more happy to take you on. Just press one time, it'll put you in the queue. If you keep pressing, it's going to put you out the queue. So just press it one time, and it'll have you come on the switchboard. And I'll be happy to pray for you and whatever you have God placed in your heart. But how you doing? Do you have any special prayer requests or anything?
Yes, I have a special prayer request. I'm going back to my job on January the 2nd. And I also wanted to pray for my health, for us, my body, my leg, the right one especially. Just praying my strength in the Lord, especially in the area of my, sciatic area. Just praying in that, and praying for my strength, especially when on the job, just that I do. I'll just have the Lord's favor, and that may he lead and guide my footsteps.
So, Father God, we just thank you for your daughter. Father God, we thank you for healing her. Father God, I ask that you give her wisdom, give her the wisdom and knowledge of the food that she should be eating, even the supplement. Give her wisdom on the right supplement for that pain and the swelling that's in her body, the inflammation that's in her body, the fluid that builds up in her body. Father God, I command fluid, the swelling in the land, in that nerve, to line up with your word, that we have the ability to speak of ourselves, Father God. Yes, the doctor is there, Father God, for support. But who report are we going to believe? Father God, we get the reports so we can pray, and that we can help and believe that you still is going to heal us, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you teach her how to eat clean eating, Father God, and what supplement that she needs for the winter, that you will give her wisdom on what supplement or what her body is missing. And Father God, I ask that she will, even with a mattress that she's laying on, Father God, that she'll be able to get her a comfort mattress. And Father God, that, you know, start exercising, walking, stretching, you know, exercising, moving our body. We have to move our body, drinking water. So I just ask that you give her wisdom on that. And Father God, I thank you for protecting her on her new assignment, her new job. Father God, that you will continue to mold her and direct her. And Father God, thank you for the peace, that she would embrace the peace, your peace in this hour, in this season, that she know how to weather through the storm in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Sister LaShawn, I thank the Lord for you. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, my phone is doing different things, but I just wanted to thank the Lord for you, Prophetess LaShawn, and to everybody on PGN, and praying that everyone has a blessed Christmas in the Lord, and may first of all know that Jesus is the reason for the season, and he paid our sin debt and the atonement. So I'm just glad, you know, and first of all, I'm glad and giving everyone at PGN, thanking the Lord for them, that they keep hours and everything to pray for everyone that's on the prayer line that may be going through, or even ones that just want to praise the Lord on an everyday basis. And thank the Lord for y'all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you for speaking that over the people. And may God bless you. And you have a blessed, wonderful holiday. And he'll keep you, your child safe and protected. Amen.
Amen.
Well, is there anyone else in the to this one? Well, have a blessed weekend. Let me go back to this one right here. 919-995. I don't know why I'm saying that. Okay. This is Tom. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from? Mass is calling. And where are you calling from? I can't hear it. Nothing. Okay. I'm going to come back to them.
Mass who's
calling? Where
are
you calling from?
Hi, it's Barbara. How are you,
Hi,
woman of God?
How you doing? I'm doing great. How you doing?
This word. This
How
good.
You doing?
Resting up, trying to get ready for this company and the people, and
mm-hmm.
and just making sure, praying for everybody, making sure everybody's good.
Okay.
For Christmas, the holidays, and travel
mm-hmm.
space.
Okay, are you traveling? Are you traveling?
I'm supposed to, but I'm debating on it. I got to check in with the Lord, see what the Father says.
Well, that's a good thing. I got to check in. I got a bad check with the Father. I got to check in. That's good.
Yeah, got to check.
We all should be checking in.
Yes,
check.
Ma'am.
No, yep. I'm the checkmate.
I got to check with Jehovah.
Right.
Yahshua.
We better check with him. Got to check with him. Sure. Because
mm-hmm.
look, I know you were there one. The tornado hit in Grapevine. I don't know how far you are from Grapevine.
Grapevine?
Uh-huh.
I'm more south, like going to Waco, back that way.
Okay. Like in Fort Worth, Burleson?
More of the wax. I call it the wax.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm right here by DFW, right here by... Not too far from Grapevine, but the day that the tornado hit, it was on 114. I was
oh,
on 114.
Wow.
So, yeah. But look, when I left out the house, the sky was all, you know, like a red-looking color, like
mm-hmm.
orange, red. And I said to myself, because he had already revealed there was going to be a late tornado hit, but he didn't reveal where it was going to be. I already said that there was going to be a late storm, a late tornado. So when I was at the house and seeing the sky, I said, oh, it's going to be a tornado somewhere today. That sky is getting dark, and you know, we're on 114, and that's where it went
mm-hmm.
across. I'm in Grapevine. I'm on 114.
Oh,
and,
okay.
So we get the alert on the phone that it's a tornado in your area. Take shelter. Shelter, you on the freeway. Jam-packed track. It was rush hour. And this is around
mm-hmm.
8:30, 8:40. And it's jam-packed on 114. And I said, well, the tornado ain't going to come by pass. We gonna pass.
That's right.
We ain't going to be caught up in no tornado. Well, I'm speaking
mm-hmm.
to that now. And it was hard. It was raining. It was raining so hard. You could hardly see. And you know I'm just praying. And so the person said, did you just see what I touched? Like, what? The tornado touched and went across 114 in Grapevine. I said, what? So, yeah, it touched down in Grapevine and went across 114. So we was on the flight at 840 something. It touched down at 9, a little bit after 9.
Today?
No, that was early this month. I think that was December the 12th. It was 12 tornadoes touched down in Texas.
What? Because I prayed and I told God to cover this area, cover Dallas. We prayed.
What?
I prayed for my area and my region, the territory, and I didn't hear or see anything.
Yeah, it was. And you look up Grapevine, when it touched down across 114, the first, it was on the other side of 114 over there where Baylor at, and it went across the freeway, and when it went across the freeway, it hit everything that was in that path, which it was Sam's warehouse. It was people in Sam's warehouse. Mm-hmm. Roof collapsed in Sam's. It was people in there, and then that auto shop, people was in there. It literally, when it came down, it was a person in a truck. I think he was delivering that sound. It took his truck, flipped it up. I think that was a category 1 or 2. But it did some little damage now, but I thank God nobody was hurt.
Right.
You know, look.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, look at it. People got mind of her. You can see the video with the people on the freeway. It literally came down on the freeway.
Mm.
It went across the freeway.
Wow. Thank God.
And I say, Lord, thank you, Jesus, that nobody
thank
lost
you,
their body. And nothing.
Wow. Oh, I know God was protecting his children.
Yes, he was. And the woman called with me, she was all nervous. And, oh, my, because she was on her way to, you know, I was taking her to go to her job. She worked at the daycare. And she worked at a mental challenge school for kids. And she said, oh, my God. They're going to be very nervous. She was very concerned about it. I told that tornado ain't going to come out past, ain't going to go over by the school where you working at. We ain't going to claim that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So,
we just got the gusty wind, a touch of the wind, and that was about it on my end.
And so,
I just told the Lord, why are you at it? Clean my yard up, because I wasn't going to rake. I'm always commanded to wind and blow the
breeze. Oh, yeah, all the knees.
So I don't have to rake. Yeah, so I don't have to rake, and he does a great job keeping it up. I said, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I know that's right, because there's a lot of leaves down.
Because I don't even have trees.
You have a special prayer request?
Well, let me see. I was just so excited about the show and everything, and I don't have no special request, no more than, Lord, just let the revival begin within me. And, you know, I love that, keeping a clean heart. I love that part, keeping that heart white as snow. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm praying for family. You know, we pray for the people on the outside that's looking on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray for favor, because we got that. We have that as you know, as people of God, we have that. But sometimes we want that supernatural extra.
Right.
And move upon that, you know. out with completeness. Yes. Okay.
I like the fact that you said of the revival, because the revival got to hit us first. The revival got to hit ourselves first. If he can't revive us, how can we be a part of the revival?
That's it.
So hit me with the revival. Hit me first. So Father God has to do that. You know, that's her cry. Hit me. Revive me. Anything that's in me, you revive it. So let the revival begin within your door in order for her to go and complete the assignment that you have for her life. And Father God, revive everything that's dead. Everything, just like you asked, can these dry bones live?
Mm-hmm.
Any dry bones in her life, her family life, show her, Father God, that she has the ability in what you show is here, prophesy. Prophesy to these dry bones that they should live.
Yes,
you even told Ezekiel to prophesy to the whole, you know, release the wind to the corner of the earth, prophesy to the wind. You told him to prophesy, and then when he began to prophesy, because they were dead bones, dead people, dead-minded people. They just were dead in this word, the true word. They just walking around, dead man walking, looking like some dry bones. But when he began to prophesy, when he began to prophesy the word, the true word of God, the true knowledge of God, the true meaning of God. And he begins to speak the word over them. It's like they begin to come alive. You begin to breathe breath into those dry bones. It's like they say the knee is connected to the hip bone. Well, however they found out, they begin to pop back in place. The scales begin to come from their eyes. Their eyes begin to open and then flip. Their eyes begin to look up onto you. So you have to look at that Bible verse a little bit of deep. They was really dead people walking. They was actually flesh, but they was dry. They didn't have no truth, no knowledge, no nothing. They didn't believe that we draw a bone. When we walk around and we understand the truth, or we don't know the truth or the true way, we are just like those dry bones. And we got to prophesy to these dry areas in our family life. And we have the ability to prophesy.
Thank you, Father.
That's the way he's going to use you for your ministry. You prophesy to these dry bones. If he's going to show you these dry bones that's in people's life, you begin to prophesy. What's the prophecy? What is the prophecy? The prophecy is in the word. The word is the prophecy. And when you speak the word and you're speaking over people, when you speak the true word and he gives you the knowledge of the word, is you lying? Come on. Is you lying?
Yeah.
So you right, because if you really speak the true word, you can begin to prophesy that word over someone.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can prophesy. You can prophesy to yourself. So Father God, if that's what is, she can speak to the dry bones, she can speak to the valley, whatever you are going to her in this next season, I pray that she knows that you have given her power and authority to speak to the mountains that's in her way, that she has the power and authority, whatever Simon for signing her for this next coming season, she walk in authority and she can begin to prophesy these things down. Just like what did they do with Jericho wall? Come on.
That wall came tumbling down. They walked that wall, prophesied that wall, wailing wall. I call it a wailing wall.
You're so funny. We got to do the same thing until everything comes crumbling down.
Right. Like a tornado coming through. Jesus.
Okay.
Yes, Lord, renew the right spirit in us.
You must put it up that authority. The authority has been given you. Jesus don't have to come to the altar and do it at the same time. He already did it. He took his rightful place. He needs to be it. But when he come back, it's going to be a second coming. It's going to be something different. So he released these keys, and he gave the keys, And I remember, and I believe that I was on the radio, I seen where he was releasing some keys. And I remember the Holy Spirit showed me these keys that he was releasing, and they're going to release it to certain people to unlock the city. I'm like, whoa. They was going to be, unlocking the city. He's going to trust them with it. You know, he also got the gatekeepers to lock. Oh, my God. He got gatekeepers to lock up. Gatekeeper to lock up some things, but he's releasing the keys to the city. And that's for the people. Everybody needs these keys. He's releasing keys. So whatever he's giving to you, you just do it well. Don't worry about the finance and worry about how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to get here, how can I get across here, how can I get across the border. Well, did you ask him? If he say you got to go across the border, that's where you're going to go. You just got to trust him and prepare you. If he say pack that bag, you're going to go across the border. You just got to believe you're going to go across that border. If he said you can do a conference, don't worry about the finance and the money. If he tells you, I need you to do this conference, and I need you to do it, he'll give you the title, he'll give you everything. Go over there to, he probably said, go down this using the word using some. I'm not saying he's saying it. He probably said you go to Waco, Texas. Go get a ticket. Go to Waco, Texas and do a conference. I don't know nobody in Waco, Texas. I don't know no church down there. I don't know about no Waco, Texas. That's why a lot of us miss it. But God needs, that's where God needs you to bring the people unto him. That's where he need us to. Where to go to Waco, Texas? You don't got to know nobody. God already know him. He know him. Go down there and prophesy those dry bones in Waco, Texas. So I just pray that you will have the understanding when he give you a specific instruction, you do what thus said the Lord. Seems crazy to you and everybody else, but you continue to do it. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. I'm just speaking it.
It makes real good sense. Because when you were talking about the keys, and I was thinking about the gates, how we have many gates. God can open and close gates because we have our ear gates, our mouth gates, we have our mind gate. We have many gates when he talks about it in Ezekiel about those gates. He has an S on. And the Lord was bringing that back to me. The gates that shall be shut and not open and open and closing.
Right.
Amen. And I was just thinking about it, you know, when you were talking about those different keys, how God didn't say he had one gate. He said he put an S on it in the word in Ezekiel talking about the gates. Oh, my God.
Well, you told me something new. So now I got to go look at Ezekiel about some gates. He has certain keys to those. Girl, I'm telling you, what I've seen, he revealed this to me quite a few time back. About the gatekeeper. Everybody pastor and the prophet, but what about the forerunner and the gatekeeper and the messenger?
Right, he had a message.
Mm-hmm. He also
and I
got
saw
the gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He's giving them the
I saw
ability.
A gate going up and down, like who could come in and who could go out. It was just only he was letting certain ones in.
Wow. See, I'm telling you, I just say what I see. I know they just want to get people, but I never know. You just put and more revelation to it. It was just letting me know I'm raising up gatekeepers. I don't know. I didn't know what they signed, but I know he said giving them the keys to lock up stuff. They're called the gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
Not only there are angels or gatekeepers too, but no, he was requiring people. The assignment is going to be gatekeepers. And I said, is they the intercessors? Is they the intercessors?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a certain level to an intercessor, but he was calling the gatekeepers to rise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know Ezekiel was talking about different gates, you know, but this, I literally seen him saying gatekeepers to rise. That's they sign. Let me slow down, y'all. That season was their assignment to rise. It was important for the gatekeepers to rise.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh my God.
I thank you, Father.
And those are just like the doors being open and closed.
Yeah, because
everybody won't be able to go through those doors.
Right. He said he locked them. And that's what I was saying. The gatekeeper got to lock up the region, your neighborhood, city, because there were so many porters that was open. There was porters open, and everything that didn't have authority was coming through the porter because the hand of the wicked was doing it. He had to face up these gatekeepers to whatever the keys he gave them to lock up. The intercessors, to lock them up, to keep them out of the region, to keep them out the school, to keep them out your city. That was, that's their assignment.
My God. So he was giving me the different gates that needed blinders on, you know, because you get different gates, projection spirits and backlash spirits. And as you were naming all that, we have to close those doors and blind the enemy.
See?
Projection and all this other stuff.
See?
And, you know, because when you live in that secret place and that knowing, you can actually see and feel and know those mind-binding spirits that you were talking about and different things that have been sent, those different arrows. And you got the power lies in your tongue, you know, to open and close and life and death and all these different gates. Oh, my God.
Well, you know,
up
I see.
Oh, my God. Yes, ma'am.
Right, just like he said, I'm raising up the forerunner. Just like John, that's what he was. He was the voice to make the way. And everybody talk about these different gifts and different assignments, people. And, you know, he was raising up these nobodies that was making way. The ones on the front line, they making way because too many people are focused on ordaining people to apostles and prophets. No, I got people just as important. I need to get these people to give them keys to lock up the city, to lock up the government. He was showing me.
Yeah.
He was the intercessors need to rise. And so he's
releasing
the keys to the city. Not what the mayor doing, but what the father is doing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So, Father God, I thank you for whatever the assignment that you have for your daughter. I just pray that she will have her ears, her ears to your mouth, and that there will be no hindrance, no hesitation. They will do what thus says the Lord. And Father God, that you would have the faith to do it and do it. You know, everybody that we think should go is not going to be the one that should go with us. He will, mm-hmm. He will bring the right people at the right time, get you to where you need to go and get the assignment done. So we have to make sure this is us, Father, that we listen to him. Because if he said, you better believe he's going to get it done. It's going to get done. It's going to get done.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, it's going to get done.
That's right.
They can't come against what he didn't already sign you to do.
My God.
And I had to learn that for myself. God tell me to do a conference, and he will give me the name of the conference. Do the conference. I don't care how it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time. Because God, there was a time when God told me, if you say yes, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
supply your needs. I'm going to give you your heart desire. And so I was in here and I heard do a conference the day I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was not like a normal conference everybody having. I heard it so loud and clear the day I said yes. And so when I did the flyer and couple people did they want to, you know, be on, you know, did they want to come on the fly? They talk, even the woman that did the fly, she said, the day I say yes, sir. That ain't for you to figure that out. That's what he told me. And then they kept asking people I asked to be on the well, the day I say yes to what? I don't know. What did he say? What you say yes to the Father for? And I heard,
mm-hmm.
don't change it. You heard exactly what was said. Don't you change it. You stick to it. And then I came on blog talk, and Tanisha was on. And just like the Holy Spirit told me, Brother Terrence, and say, God said, do what he told you to do. And don't you change it. That was my confirmation.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We already sound the alarm. God is doing things unusual
mm-hmm.
and because he's raising up a group of people that doesn't look like the modern church. Ain't gonna look like them. That's why it's so important for us to make sure we know his voice, he tell us to do. And so
that's
when
right.
I did that conference, that I said yes. Did the conference. The next day I was praising him, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and then the glory of God came up on me, so I took a picture of myself, and people was like, why, that's something over you, why are you so bright, God, I can see my father's doing his head up and down saying, well done, my daughter,
mm-hmm.
you didn't do this, well done, and his glory came up on me to let me know, you did exactly I told you to. You didn't bad down. At the same time, he told me to reach out to this pastor. Now, I'm not saying this pastor got a big charm. Let me see. This is for somebody. It might be for you.
Mm-hmm.
This might be for you. See, the Holy Spirit told me
yeah,
to reach out
yeah.
to this pastor. He was a known pastor in Fort Worth. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know the Father speaks. So I reached out to my wife. He told me, do not have it at a hotel. You're going to have it at a church. I'm not part of this pastor ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know none, you know. He told me
mm-hmm.
to reach out and tell him that he told me that they come to at his church. He's on
mm-hmm.
Father, or I'm not. So I reached out to him, and I told him, you can go seek God for yourself, but I heard to reach out to you for me to do this conference. He said, well, how many people you think are going to be? I said, I don't know. It might not be number 10. I don't know, because he never told me to worry about the numbers. That man, oh, yes. He told me yes. Let me tell you something, how the enemy come in. This man was running for city councilman. The Holy Spirit remind me of a prophet, about a prophecy that I see you and a group of people in Texas. They're going to be Murr City Council. They're going to be all white, you know, black, white. I see y'all on a platform, but it's like going to be like a revival. So when he told me to reach out to that pastor, he showed me in a vision it was to run the city council. And he told me he was going to win, and he was going to be a woman to win Murr for Fort Worth, and he's going to be the city council. Be a woman that's going to win Murr. And I seen him, that woman, the people police, it was me and this another woman up there, and we was the guy, and I seen a lot of people out there throwing their hands up, giving their life to Christ. A lot of people out there were giving their life to Christ. Some of them people were being baptized. And I'm in the vision. Then he said, you remember the word that was given to you? He said, now I'm telling you to reach out to that man. Reach out to him. And I did it. So when I was third in the church team, the one person that was on the flyer, because the man was running from city council. And when God says something, I leave it alone. And mm-hmm. I don't have to keep calling that man and say, are you still going to do it? Are you still going to do it? If God says, I don't have to call him and ask him if he's still going to do it. But it was up to people telling me, hey, you need to call and see if he's still going to do it. That's why you got to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have everybody with you.
That's
they not
right.
Because for one, they're surprised that she told you yes. Who are you? These people right here that was on the program, they've been pastors and leaders. They've been teaching for 20
mm-hmm.
years. Then here go nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here go somebody. They've never been, they don't know how God been using you from behind the scenes.
Yes.
So this man said yes. I couldn't believe he said yes to me.
That's right.
Well, I got another friend. She got a friend that got a church. We just pay her. She said we can use the church. I got off that phone. I keep y'all not. I know I am a child of God. And I
mm-hmm.
reason why you better have a relationship with God yourself. And I said, Lord, I know what you showed me. You showed me this in a vision, and you told me to reach out to him, and he said yes. Now, Father, what are you saying about them and what she could do? That night, y'all, I had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
God showed me in that dream that conference was going to be at that man's church, at that church. He even showed me what he was going to be doing. What he was doing, he was at the back of the only. He had a church. He had a daycare. It's a daycare and church together. He was at back at that working on something. He was knocking. Do you not know the same thing in that vision? That's exactly what that man was doing.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
That's my confirmation. What did I tell you the first time? If I tell you to reach out to him, and I said he was going to do it, he's going to do it. That man came through. And when I was there, he told me to release the vision that I seen, that he was going to win city council. He was going to win. The woman,
mm-hmm.
he was going to win her and warn him he need to be careful, you know, whatever the prophecy was, because God do want to bring the revival to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
We got to make sure we his voice. If he give you a silly title, like one of the titles when I taught the class, Lord, teach us to pray. I told you God raises people to do the unusual and uncommon. You don't worry about it. If he gives you, you do it.
Yes, ma'am. That's the
and
word.
I said that's for you. Something in there for you. Don't try
mm-hmm.
to speak
right
then. If he give it to you,
well, you giving me confirmation because he was giving me, he showed me, I think at 12:17, he was showing me how I could see these group of women, and they were all just filling up these rows. He never showed me the building, but he showed me the seats. And every mm-hmm. one of the seats was filled up in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, when I call, he said, everybody's not going to go with you. They may be agreeing with you,
mm-hmm.
but I can't bring them along with you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when I told, you know, a couple people, he removed them completely away. I never heard from them after that night, after I told them that day. What the Lord said, I've never saw them no more.
Well, sometimes you don't even got to tell them. Right, sometimes you don't mm-hmm. even got to let God remove them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say nothing.
I didn't question him. I said, thank you, Lord.
There was something enough for you. I'm telling you, if God showed you something and told you to do something, do what he tell you to do.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen him twice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For example, on the radio, he told me, you do exactly what I tell you to do. Don't try to sound like a so-and-so. Don't try to do like so-and-so. You let me lead and guide you. He don't got to ask me, can I come in and take over? But
nope.
Can come on and take over anytime he wants to. He don't even got to ask me. He can come on here and speak the way he want to speak anytime. And that's what he told me. I'm doing a new thing. Do what I can do. He's going to reward you. Your rewards is stored up in heaven, not up here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You was the last caller with your hands up, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I thank the Father
thank
for
you.
And Father God, I ask that your word continue to be a lamp on her feet to lighten up her pathway. Father God, supply her needs. Connect her to those who she needs to be connected to. Father God, we just pray to endure whatever that you have her going through right now, that will endure with you, Christ, to the end. I thank you for rebuilding, restoring. Father God, I thank you for the provision. I thank you for things that you have revealed to her in the secret time with just you and her. But that's some things he have revealed to you that he told you to go and do. And I'm seeing it much clearer. He told you to go do it. Just ask him when, how, and how do you want me to do it. That's it. When, how do you want me to do it. Trust him. He's going to, man don't live by bread alone. We don't live by bread alone. Man don't have if you feed his sheep and do it right, he's going to take care of you. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, I have one more caller. Put their hands up. So, well, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed holiday. And if you do decide to travel, I just speak travel grace over you and God be with you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. 51966, Ness, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister Charlotte, Regina.
Hey, Regina, how you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Huh? I came on late. I'm like, oh, I thought I put my hand up.
Do you have a special prayer
how
request?
Are you? No,
I'm doing
no,
great.
No.
I'm doing great. How's everything going with you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks
a lot.
No complaints.
Right. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Like I said, no complaints. I was talking with my mom, so then kind of just, I told her, beginning of the year, we're going to start doing Bible study together. We were on the phone talking. I said, we're not going to talk about family problems anymore. We're going to start reading the Bible every day.
So, Father God, I thank you for your daughter Regina's family, Father God, and I thank you that you draw them to you. You draw them to you. And I thank you, Father, the healing and deliverance. I also see you traveling. I don't know if you're planning a trip or I see you traveling somewhere like a state to state, and this is kind of a back and forth thing. I don't know if this are you trying to get a new city or something that's consistent traveling that you might be traveling?
Well, just I just want to just be able to go see my parents a little more this year. Can you hear me?
Yeah. But have you said like a trained nurse or something like that?
I haven't. No, I haven't thought about that much.
Well, I don't know what this trap is. I keep going state, like going back and forth.
Okay.
And I pray traveling grace be with you. God got you. During that time, but it seems like I'm trying to see if I'm going to get more information. It seems like it has something to do with a job, and it looks like it's a nurse job.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if this, like I said, I don't want to be too much into it. I don't know if you're going to be doing nurse job with your parents. I don't want to read. I'm just going to leave it alone. I don't want to read deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you've been trying to look for a position. Are you planning on moving out of town or something?
I want to move this year next year coming up, but I haven't. I'm just praying about it. I forgot where I should be moving.
Well, I do see you moving. I see you moving, but I really do need you to really consecrate yourself with the Father about this move, because I see you moving. But wherever you're moving, it's not going to be, I'm just going to be on you in California. But, So I really do need you to go into prayer, seek the Father about this, because there's a great move that you need to do, like a great position that you need to do to position yourself, because wherever you are, he's trying to draw you away. Now, even a new position, I don't know, I believe he gave it to you before. A new job.
Okay.
So you really, really got to speak. I don't know if you want to move from that job you in. You really do want to move, but you're hesitating about it. You have to know where you at. You don't know where you want, but trust God. Hey, come here. Stop. I apologize about that. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's okay.
Y'all, I'm old school. I'm really old school. But I see, give me back, Father. But I see maybe it's a hesitate. I don't know what this is. You waiting on something? I know. But it's time for a change. It's time that you shift with God. It's time for you to cross over. This is when you need to go really, really into prayer. Fast, I can't tell you what type of fast that you need to be, you know, whatever fast God leads you to fast and pray about a lot of decisions that you are seeking God about, because it's going to be very important. You want to make sure you ask him, seek him, and be still, that you make the right move, right decision, because when you make this decision, it's going to work together for your good. This decision is going to help you, but I do see like a transition with you.
Okay.
You have to believe and you have to trust God. It's going to be very important for you to trust God on this transition with you. You're going to have to really trust God and don't try to cheat.
Okay.
What's the word? I see the word. Don't cheat. I see the word that needed to come out my mouth. Don't be constipated. Well, not constipated. Don't be. I don't know if that's really you. I don't know if that is. I'm hearing right. I don't know. Procrastinate.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I do procrastinate a lot.
Right, and that's what I just said. Should I do this? Not what I said, but that's why I hear the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit showing me that you do that. But you're going to have to go into prayer and trust him. You're going to have to get to a place that you trust him and step the boat.
Yeah.
So Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're doing in this hour. And Father God, I ask that you continue to guide your daughter that she trusts you, not her mind. I find it you fear. None of that stuff got to do with fear. I find it you fear. And trust God that if he says he needs you to go here or he needs you to do whatever he tells you to do, if he takes time for you to move, it's time for you. And another thing I see, I don't know if your children, somebody's, oh, Lord, I don't know if they will. I don't know if you watch, you don't live alone.
No, my three daughters live with me.
Well, this move, you're going to be, this move, I say something, I just want the Father, this is the reason why it's so important for y'all to seek the Father for yourself. But this move is going to be for you. Everybody can't go with you. That's all I'm on. I'm going to put like that. And you should catch it. This move is going to be for you. Don't be afraid of that. I mean, it is that God needs us to be with him, just him. It's him. And he's going to bring you peace.
Yeah.
And so I see you moving. You're going to be in this place. Is going to be you and the Father. I'm just going to put it like that. So don't be afraid and don't walk in fear. Trust him.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
So I ask that you help your daughter. Help her to, you know, that she would lean not to her understanding, but your understanding. I bind and rebuke the spirit of fear and procrastination. You know, keep constantly seeing, playing in her mind. Should I do it? Should I not? Is this your, or, you know, it's constant confusion because you're an author. You're not an author of confusion. You give us that love, peace, and sound mind. And I just speak, I declare and decree and speak the word over her. that she can walk in this hour with love, peace, and sound mind, trusting you that you're not going to fail her. You're not going to say, you're not going to leave her if she fear you. It's for her protection. And I tell you that you're going to put peace in this decision, that she will have peace. Because the word even tells us in the book of Psalms that if your way pleases me, you're going to have peace. And I do speak, she will have peace to know it is you. It is I. It's me that is directing you. I'm talking about this is Yahweh speaking. It's Yahweh that's directing you. It's the Yahweh is pulling, and he's like cutting a biblical cord. He needs you to get in a place with him so you can do your assignment that you have for your life. So, Father God, enough is enough.
Yeah.
You can't procrastinate for so long. Enough is enough. So, see him on it, and whatever he's telling you to do, you do it, and do it with boldness. Fear him.
Yeah.
He's going to protect you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Mhm.
I just fill in something. I just don't know what. Yeah.
Mhm.
I feel like I honestly feel like once we move, like it's the September, you know, it's like our lease is up, so I feel like they're kind of pulling their way away.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't said anything to me, but I feel like they are. And I know they're older, so they need to,
mm-hmm.
you know, live their life. Of course, you know, as a mom, we worry because they're not serving the Lord where, you know, I don't know if they so much believe anymore. I mean, they believe, but their jobs got them doing this and doing that and going all over where they're doing what they do at 20-something years old. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Whatever he tell you to do.
Yeah, I just you pray.
Let him do. The next season comes. It's time.
It is. I know. Amen. Yep.
All right.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you. And like I said, I always tell people, go ask the Father. Go seek him. He'll come. He's going to always come back and give confirmation.
Right. Amen. Well, thank you. God bless you, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
We can.
God bless you. God bless you, and may God bless everyone here. May God keep you. Make him, you know, make. I pray he can shine his light upon you, because we know darkness can't withstand light. We want the light to shine
Amen.
On, you know, around us and through us. And how do the light shine? Because we got to accept the light, the true light. When we accept his true
Amen.
Word, that he is the way, the truth, and the light. The light got to shine. Those who on here listen, they listen. If anyone dealing with anything in their body, I speak healing. I speak healing in your body. I speak that his body
Amen.
Will line up with his word, that you continue
yes.
to stand on his word. But got the power, got the anointing. You know, his anointing destroyed the yoke. And so, give you the power and authority. You can lay hands on yourself. Once you become delivered, you become a deliverer. Deliverer is a children, the children bread. You can claim your own deliverer. Paul say, Paul cried out to his deliverer, deliver me, Lord, deliver me. Because he had that thorn in his flesh. But sometimes God that phone in our flesh to let us know, my grace, you're going to remember my grace.
Mm-hmm.
My grace is going to be with you when you are weak. And so he did not deliver him from that phone. And so some of us have the phone in our flesh, and he ain't going to get that. He ain't going to take it out. And some of us, I ain't say all of us, some of us. So we still praise him and contend on. So when you look at Jacob, he wrestled with the angel, the man of God, and he said, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. I got to go. It's daytime. So he had to touch him on. Y'all just imagine if an angel just touch you on your thigh and knock your hip out of place.
Right.
Oh, y'all better catch it. You better catch
that's
it.
That's power.
If he can touch, that's how powerful those angels. Your husband died. He released on your behalf. Some of us don't need to fight because he's winning the battle. Only thing you can call, help me, Lord. He was saying one angel to come fight your battle and wipe out a whole. Okay, y'all, do y'all read the word? What did he do when he showed Ezekiel what they were really doing? He told the angel, one angel, go and wipe them out. Don't leave no husband, no wife, no children, nobody.
Oh.
Wipe them out.
Mm-hmm.
Get over there. Cut that down, Mom. Right now. Y'all don't listen. And so he was one angel to wipe something out on your behalf, on your cry, so you have to believe him. And so it don't take no army to do nothing. God would send one angel to wipe a neighborhood out. I don't care. Why you maintaining the dark? Why you entertain those witches that some of them know better? They know who to mess with and who not to mess with. So trust God. Trust him. And I'm telling you, believe in what he's doing. And so God bless you and God keep you. I do apologize when y'all have some teenage boys. And I already warned them. I think y'all heard me before with them. They be fighting over the game, everything, and I already warned them. And y'all hear them in the background. They mess with the dog, upset the dog, and they doing everything, fighting with each other, or y'all know they try to cut up, and then when I get out, they sitting up. When I get out, they're going to be looking, sitting in the tent because they think they know they in trouble. But they know. Because I didn't already told them, don't make no noise. Just seem sensitive. They can hear y'all. I said, don't let me yell at y'all. See what y'all see what they did. I've been coming in. I've been coming in on their left and say, she's really old school. She about to pull the belt out and whoop them on PGE. Oh my God!
That's okay.
I hope I laughed about it, but those kids though, we love them. But these boys up here fighting, they fighting over the game. But look, God love you, so do I. Keep everyone on peace. Everyone don't have these in the background. Some of y'all know it don't be kids in the background. They on their break and they just acting up.
That's right, huh?
I think y'all, I had to separate them and the dog. I had to separate them. Messing with the dog, irritating the dog. Dog in her mind is being messed up. And they still back there arguing. And they looking at like, okay, she ain't paying attention. She on PGN. They still arguing. Anyway.
So they messing with the dog.
Yeah, messing with the dog. And dog about to bite because enough is enough. Now y'all messing with me. Enough is enough. Anyway.
The dog is tired. That's funny.
Because they were laying her, and you know this dog, every time I get on Blog Talk or I'm on the prayer line, he sits right here by my feet. Even he lays on my arm, but yeah, he sits right sometimes lay on my feet. So he already knows that I'm here. He's so used to me being on her teaching. He'll lay Oh, they gotta come mess with them.
They get the dog stirred up. That's funny.
I tell you, ooh, God bless you. Thank y'all for coming on. Thank you for allowing us to be, you know, to teach you and you meant the word of God. Our prayer is that you have a beautiful and safe holiday. Remember the love of Christ, why he came here. This is important. Why did he came here? People going back and forth. This is not the day. This is not my day. This is how he looks. This is not how he looks. Who cares? The question is, do you know him? Is he in your heart? Is he in your home? You know, you let him teach you what's right and what's wrong. And trust me, when you spend time with him, you know the truth. Whatever he reveals to you, you stick to it. But don't beat everybody upside the head because they were just like you. Until he revealed the truth to them, just love them. Mm-hmm. Love them with the love of Christ. And they are going to come through. They're going to know the truth. And that's the only thing we can do. And that's what Jesus did. He didn't waste his time with some of them. He knew their spirit. But he came here to condemn the world, but to set the captives free, to let them know the truth.
Amen.
And so God bless you. May God keep you. And we pray that you have a beautiful and safe. Yes, the winter weather came in Texas. Last night it was 11 degrees.
What?
The
blizz, oh, my.
Yeah, the blizz.
11 degrees? Wow. Uh-oh. I think I got cut off.
Caller here, 702-708. We'll get back and talk to everybody. 702-708.
Here what I say. to all our families and friends. I want you to remember this line. Temptations.